The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Let me hear you.
Test.
No one does it like that. They go testing 1, 2, 3.
Test.
No.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How's it going?
It doesn't seem like you're fine. You always seem so down. Like, what's going on?
I'm not down. I'm just busy as a bee.
You're busy? Too busy to have any energy for the podcast?
I got some energy. I had it this morning when we were supposed to do it. But, you know, now this is the evening. I'll let people know. I'll let people on the inside know. This is the evening. It's 6:30.
Right, because we were going to do it this morning, and then I had housekeeping come in, because I'm still in Austin, as people might know. We don't do it from different rooms in our house. And so the production got me housekeeping every Wednesday. So,
yeah. If it's every Wednesday, and you've been there a lot of Wednesdays, and we've been doing a podcast on Wednesdays, how wouldn't you know it was on Wednesday?
That's a great question. Well, because they only came one Wednesday, and then they didn't come again for 4 weeks. And I was like, why aren't they coming? And then the production was like, okay, now they're going to come again. And so last Wednesday, I waited for them to come, and they didn't come till 5:45. And so then I was like, okay, they come, they wouldn't tell me when they came. They said either morning or afternoon. So now I think, okay, so they come in the afternoons, you know? So I fully expected them to come between 3 and 6, you know, or later.
Yeah.
Not at 9:30 a.m.
Well, why don't you tell them, say, listen?
Well, because the people that come in to do the housekeeping, from my experience, I've only talked to 2 of them now. They don't speak English.
So then how did you talk to 2 of them?
I mean, one of them I said, when will you be done? And she said, do you speak Spanish? And I said, no. And she kind of went, And then she looked up something on their phone and she said, laundry. So she had to look up the word laundry. She wanted to know where the laundry room was. So that was like... I wasn't going to be able to communicate with her.
What you do in a situation like that, mm-hmm. And you're in like some kind of, you know, whatever, you're in an apartment complex or condos or bed and breakfast, whatever, or what's that thing that people do, the Airbnb or whatever, mm-hmm. you're in,
mm-hmm.
they hire the cleaning system, the cleaning company. That's who they hire.
Yeah.
So you find out who hires them and you call them and say, I want them to come.
Well, I did that because I found out through production that the cleaning company is actually through the building.
Yes.
Mosaic. Right. So I went down to the front desk and I said, hey, this was last week, I said, can you tell me when the cleaners are coming, when the housekeeping's coming? And she said, we don't know when they come. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, they either come in the morning or the afternoon.
See, here's your problem. You're not a bad person, but you're also not a smart person.
Right.
You don't go in there and go, when do they come? You go in there and say, I want them to come.
I did that with the production. The production said, we can't give you an exact time. I did that there, you know. They won't give me an exact time. In fact, that's one of the things that I said. I said, can I have them come at a certain time? Because I don't want to leave here at 9 a.m. and, you know, my dog gets out, you know?
Well, they're not going to let the dog out.
Well, I worry about it. Okay.
They're not stupid.
They might be. She like flies out of here. The door opens.
No.
And in fact, I had this whole issue with packages. I get tracking numbers that say my packages have arrived. They say, oh, we have this locker system. They put the packages in a locker. They're supposed to give you a code so you can go to the locker, get your package out. Well, for whatever reason, they lost which locker they put my package in. They couldn't find it. They couldn't get it out. And I ended up having to call Nordstrom's, and Nordstrom's gave me my money back.
Well, where's the package? It's in one of those lockers.
Rich, I spent 3 fucking weeks trying to get him to get me that package. I said, I can't believe, how could it be? I was like, I'm going to call the cops that you stole a package of mine.
Is that what you said? No, you didn't.
And then they found me one package, but it wasn't the right package. I mean, it wasn't the package that I want.
So you can never get a package there? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I still order stuff here because, like, I got to get stuff, but...
Have you gotten your last orders?
I got the last thing I ordered was a charger for my computer, which they took out of the locker and the woman put it on her desk for me. And then when she saw me in the hall, she goes, I have your package because I've created, just with emails, like, a lot of, like, I need this package kind of bullshit. Is this interesting to people?
Problems. You leave a trail of unlikability.
Well, you're the one telling me I should go in and demand and stuff like that. I'm doing it as nice as I can possibly do it. And you're saying it's wrong. And then you tell me I'm unlikable. Like,
I didn't say you're unlikable.
You said leave a trail of like people not liking you or something.
No, I said unlikability.
Okay, so what does that mean, Rich? Break it down for me, because I'm not getting it.
Okay, what I'm saying is...
What are you saying?
It comes down, and I've learned this in life, and I still can't do it. First impressions. So what you do is you go in there and go, hey, I love the place here.
The very first day I came here, I got into my apartment, and there was no...
door?
Electricity. Zero. It was hot as hell. None of the lights go on. So I go back to the fucking front desk and I say to them, hi, I love the place. Thank you so much, but there's no electricity. Well, they can't figure out what's making the no electricity issue happen. So I had to pack up all my stuff and go to a hotel that night. Okay, that was my first night here. It's been an endless amount of, you know, fire alarms go off in the middle of the night. There's construction across the street that's legitimately not... I mean, it's so loud, it's fucking hilarious at times.
What's across the street?
Construction.
Have them move you to a new place, a better place.
I asked them to move me when the electricity, and they were like, it's not like an apartment where you can just go wherever you want. They only have a certain amount of units. These units that we're in are with another company and they're furnished.
I'm not saying in the same building. Have them send you to a hotel or something.
The production did, but do I want to live out of a hotel for fucking 4 months? No, I do not.
I don't know.
I know. That's, yeah. There's answers to this stuff. You just got to kind of be like, well, I guess this is happening.
Well, there is answers. You just got to approach everything.
The answer was calling Nordstrom and saying, no one can find my package. And Nordstrom being super, super nice and saying, like, we will refund you your money.
How do you know they even sent it, Nordstrom?
Because I called them and I gave them the number of the order. And they told me what it was. And they said, yes, it... Just like in the email that I got, it said, yes, that was delivered September 13th or whatever day. I got two packages from Nordstrom, both delivered the same day. I got one of them. They could never find the other package.
Someone might have stole it. And you just want to let people know, oh, I buy my stuff at Nordstrom. That's where you know, most people say, yeah, I ordered. They wouldn't go.
Well, what should I just say? Like the company?
You go, oh, my packages. I ordered two packages. I got one. I didn't get the other. But, oh, yes.
Well, because I had to say, like, I called the company where I ordered from seemed longer than saying I got it from.
I called Saks and I said, Saks, I got two. Yeah, you're just trying to.
A t-shirt and a pair of, like, high-top sneakers. Not a big deal.
High-top sneakers?
Yeah, Converse.
You could get Converse on Amazon. Why would you get them from
Nordstrom?
They are
all sold out everywhere you go.
Converse are all sold out.
Yes. I don't know. People like, I guess. I don't know. None in this color that I wanted, in the size that I wanted. So I found them on Nordstrom. Jeez.
The guy came.
Everything I do is wrong to you, I guess. Like,
no, it's not
I'm
wrong.
Not allowed to buy fucking shit from Nordstrom now? Like, wow.
Raina, calm down. Last night for dinner, I made Beyond Burger. She wouldn't have a Beyond Burger. Don't touch that. She wouldn't have a Beyond Burger. She wanted to have these. What's on the cauliflower? Come here. What's that cauliflower? What's it? And she had to come here. Talk to mommy. Oh, you look pretty. Come here. I'll get you money.
Oh, Richard.
What?
You're gross.
How am I gross?
She doesn't have to do your dumb podcast if she doesn't want to.
She hasn't done a cameo in a year.
Who fucking gives a shit? She's 14.
Yeah, but people miss her. Watch your mouth. Quit cursing. You act like you're some adult. People ask, where's Raina? She was a big part of the podcast.
Okay, so she doesn't have any, there's absolutely no reason that she doesn't owe anyone anything.
I know, I like having her come on and say hi.
Okay, so she doesn't want to. You asked her, she said no, respect her boundaries.
Her boundaries?
It's not something like emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah, she's got to do that too. She won't do it. And here's the other thing. I try to make dinners and she goes, I don't want that. Then she goes, you don't make dinner. But every time I go to make dinner, she wants to have like.
So you make this pasta.
I don't only make pasta. I make
pasta and Beyond Burgers. The only two things you ever make.
Pasta and Beyond Burgers? No. I made Beyond Sausage.
I just heard her say you only make pasta and Beyond Burgers.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No.
Pizza, I bet.
What do you mean pizza?
I bet you throw some pizzas in the oven once in a while.
No, he doesn't.
No, but I will.
Salads? No salads?
Make a salad? Who makes salads?
How about like some vegetables? I heard her say she made some like broccoli the other night. Or
she didn't make cauliflower. She makes that frozen cauliflower with the buffalo wing sauce on it. Bless you. That's a nice, but come show mommy your bracelet you got.
Bless you.
Well, I can't. I had your car towed last night. Was it last night? What's
getting
today?
Rid of everything of mine? What the hell?
I think it was last night. Or right now, what did I have?
All my things? What the heck?
I gave the guy $30 tip. Is that enough?
What's next? My bed? You just won't respond to these jokes? You're just not going to respond to them?
What? Is $30 enough tip?
Why wouldn't you respond to my jokes?
Go ahead. Wait. Okay. I got rid of your car. Go again. I can't.
Get rid of everything water. Of mine.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm cleaning your place out.
Do people tell you that a lot?
What?
You're fun. You're yeah. a good time.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard because I'm trying to concentrate and talk to you, but she's running water and, you know, now I can concentrate.
But even before when you were concentrating, it's always some excuse with you, the reason that you can't be good on your own podcast.
Will you quit sitting and moving like you're doing a photo shoot? What are you doing? Sit still. I can't keep up with you. There. You look pretty
today. I'll
just
sit like this for the rest of the time.
No, you look pretty, but let me see your Converses that you got.
I didn't get them. I told how many times I've explained to you. They couldn't find the package. Nordstrom reimbursed me the money.
Well, first of all, you said you ordered two packages and they couldn't find one. You didn't say
one
which
was a
one.
T-shirt. One was the shoes. Okay, yes. Don't so worry. Shoes. I made it very clear. Everyone knows. If anyone listening to this got had to fill out some kind of like test after this, they would all get it.
No, they would have got that they lost one package, but you didn't know it was the Converses.
Yes, they did. It was clear.
I don't think you said that. All right. Well, let's move on. Is $30 enough tip to give the AAA driver? I didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Tips are from your heart, so it's always right.
No, they're not. They're mandatory. Oh, I left a big tip.
Tips aren't mandatory.
Well, most places, yeah, they should be. Because a lot of people don't get, you know, they make a living on tips.
Well, you know, when restaurants actually, like, just pay their employees the right amount of money and with, you know, benefits and stuff, it's better than tipping.
Yeah, but not a lot of restaurants do that.
No, zero restaurants do that. Like 0.00001% of restaurants do that.
Yeah, so you got a tip at restaurants. Where did I just go? I left almost 100% tip.
Wow.
Well, maybe 50%.
Remember that time I tried to get you to tip $100 to someone? You were like, no. And then I go, come on, you're a big shot. And you go, I gave $100 tip already. I go, when? You go, New Year's Eve. And I go, you tipped $100 on New Year's Eve. And you go, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
But also $100 on New Year's Eve doesn't seem that much.
Yeah, it was. It was only four waitresses. Or two. I don't know. And it was last year. I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was last year. All right, so what's going on? This is.
I started doing Byte. BYTE. I think it's called BYTE.
Who are you looking over at?
I was looking to see if the box was on the counter, but it's not.
What's to straighten your teeth?
Yes, so I've done it two nights now. Put them in 10 hours a night, and then they hurt. I mean, they don't hurt, but they're like uncomfortable. But I got to do it for like 16 weeks or something.
How much is it?
But I'm going to fix that tooth, see?
Why? There's nothing wrong with that tooth.
It goes over the other one, and I've never liked it in my life. And I'm finally getting it fixed.
Well, how do you know it's getting fixed? You're not a dentist. They're just sending you shit in the mail. Have you ever seen it work?
On Instagram.
With who? People from their company?
Because the minute that you order it, you start getting all these ads on Instagram. No, they show you what they can do for you. They show you, like, you take all these pictures of your teeth and everything, and then they'll send you, like, this is what the final, like, this is how good we can get it. Is that good enough for you? And you're like, I guess.
Yeah. How did it come out?
I only did it twice so far.
The pictures, I mean.
Oh, it's not completely straight. This is slightly disappointing, but it's going to be, you know, better.
I don't know. I never trust male orthodontistry.
Male?
Do the male.
M-A-I-L? Male?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think when it comes to teeth straightening, but I think my daughter did it, Ellen. So
yeah, so I talked to Ellen about it, and she said it worked really well.
But I don't think she had crooked teeth.
I don't remember her having crooked teeth, no.
Yeah, so
she must have had some kind of crookedness that she wanted to fix.
How much does it cost for that? It's got to be
pretty
like
expensive. But the thing is that if you got it, if you went to a dentist and got it done, it would be really, really expensive.
Is it over 2,000?
Yes.
3,000?
Not quite.
Did you call a dentist and find out what it costs there?
I mean, I Googled. I looked it up.
How much do braces cost from a dentist?
Like $24,000.
No way.
No, a lot of, I don't know. I'm making up
$24,000.
A lot of money.
Raina, come get your cat. That's why I had the cat in the garage.
Watch, now I'm going to get like DMs from all these dentists. They're like, you shouldn't do that. Don't fuck with your teeth.
Yeah.
But I wanted it done, and I just thought, we're still wearing masks. I might as well do it now.
Well, 10 hours when you get home, you could do it from when you get home to when you leave the next day.
Yeah. Like last night, I put them in at 10:30, and then I got up and I had to just wear them for a little while, and then I took them out.
It's like intermittent fasting. That's when you should not eat when your braces are in. And then
you can't drink or anything.
Why?
I don't know.
You can't eat or you can't drink? Or eat?
I guess it'll get in there. No.
Oh, Mike.
Definitely not eat.
And when do they send you the whole kit at once?
Yes. But it's in steps. So for 1 week, you use these, then rip open another one.
Oh, pretty impressive. Raina, please come get your cat.
Yeah, because each one is like, it guesses like how much your teeth are going to move. So then the next one that goes in is a little bit moved and then a little bit moved. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Raina looks very pretty. You should see her. She comes to the podcast. Her hair looks very
You're
good.
You're obsessed. Why are we doing this? Okay. I'm all happy. Right. I love doing the podcast. I love my husband. I'm grateful to have this opportunity to talk to people about my life.
About Bite.
I wish they would give me a discount. I should have written them and told them. I'll talk about it on my podcast.
Yeah, I just did that with a golf company, and they didn't get back to me.
Can you imagine if somebody was listening to this on the radio? they'd be like, somebody left their phone, like the mic on while they're having a phone call.
I put the cat in the garage. One, she loves going in the garage to begin with, you know, and then Raina came in and just let her, didn't even get anything out of the garage. And now she's up on the, I got to put her back in the garage. Come on. You love going in there anyhow.
Oh, boy. Sorry, guys. I mean, I don't know how to make it better. I don't have any
good
garage. I have a ton of good stories about the show I'm working on, but I don't know if I'm allowed to tell them.
You're not. Don't tell them. It's confidentiality.
One story. I won't use any names or tell what's the deal.
No, you better not. You might get in trouble. You know, they already are mad at you for the trouble you've caused where you're staying.
Well, I did a tweet that they made me delete.
Yeah. So then you're not going to talk about it on the podcast. Don't.
Right.
They made you delete a tweet.
Yes.
I just want to say that because it rhymed.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Had to delete a tweet.
This is last week's podcast was good because I came up with a good saying and it caught on already. It's throughout the country.
Got a lot on my plate, but it's a paper plate. So yeah, don't worry big. About it. I just throw it out after.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's, you know, I think it
What's
was
your new saying this week? You have another new saying?
I could think of one as we go along, but I haven't come up with one. But I'm not here for sayings because, you know, the one saying so big, it trended.
Is that what it's
called? My saying.
It was trended.
Trending.
It's trending.
Yeah. And Bonnie is turned into like a high school girl because she'll send me like emojis, like like clapping and all different like little emojis. Like, let me see. There was one the other day and I was like, oh, the ha ha one. And you know what I'm saying, right?
Are you talking about the GIFs?
Oh, what are they called?
GIFs.
GIFs?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, here's one with a thumbs up. What's that? Is that a GIF or emoji?
That's an emoji.
What's a GIF?
It's like the moving ones.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you send that stuff too.
I don't see why it's so bad.
It's funny. No, wait, here's one you sent with a guy walking in the stadium.
Oh, where I'm going like this. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'm saying like, good job. Way to go.
That's
you showed me a picture of the back porch. It was all cleared off. We had so much junk and garbage back there from the basement that we had to clean out because of the flood. And you sent me a picture of it cleared off. So then I sent you that.
Then you sent me one of this girl that was in Bridesmaid going, wow.
So what? Wow. I don't see why that's wow. Bad. Like, I don't get why that's bad.
Oh, that's the one you sent after. I showed you a picture of the back porch.
Right.
Cleaned out. And then you sent me this. Wow. What are you in high school?
I don't get it. Like, why is that bad?
It's not bad. It's what high school kids do, don't they?
I mean, everyone in the world does.
I've never done it.
Well, good. I guess you're going to go to heaven.
Oh. You send a lot of hearts. I like that. The hearts are nice. And a lot of suns with sunglasses on. Or that could be the moon with a sunglass on. I don't know.
So dumb. That means then, cool.
And then you... and she let me know that 1 million Powerball ticket was sold in New Jersey again. Thanks for those updates. About
are you telling your texts? That's not our thing. That's somebody else's.
What do you mean? That was from you to me.
Patton and his wife, Meredith.
Yes.
They have a podcast called something like, what was that text you sent? Like, it's called something like that.
What text I sent? What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Their show, their podcast is called...
Oh, yeah.
What was that text you sent?
Oh, this is like... Oh, so I'm doing like their podcast?
Yes.
Oh, God. I would never do that. I didn't know that. He's got a great commercial, Patton. Him and JB Smooth for a betting site. Might be Caesar's betting site. I don't know. But they have a great, he has a great commercial.
Did you get my text?
Which one?
That's the name of their podcast.
Are they still doing it?
I thought we were doing a who's on first kind of fucking conversation. Did you get my text is still their podcast.
Well, you know what? What's his wife's name? What is it?
Meredith.
Well, I saw that she favored our thing, our clip.
She wrote Obsessed.
And then I followed
Meredith
her.
Salinger.
I followed her, but she didn't follow me back. Hold on. Let me see.
I followed her too.
Did she follow you back?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I can't.
Let me
can't
see.
Look it up right now.
I can. Let's see. Mer, how do you spell her name?
M-E-R-I-D.
I what?
D. Meredith.
I-D-E-T-H.
Something like that.
Meredith what? Morgan?
MeredithSalinger.
Do I put a space between Meredith and S-A-L?
It's two fucking names. Are you dumb?
No. Are you stupid? S-A-what? L?
S-A-L-E-N-G-E-R.
T-E-R?
Oh, my God.
T-E-R?
I can't take it.
How come I can't find this? Oh, God. I can't. You keep giving me the wrong ones.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes. Meredith, spell her last name.
It comes slow. Right up. M-E-R-E-D-T.
Oh, wait. Oh, I did I-D. Hold on. E-D. Oh, Meredith Salinger. I'm following her. She didn't follow me back. She has 104,000 followers. Oh, she's an actress. She's beautiful.
She's obsessed with our podcast, but she doesn't follow either one of us. Like,
oh, hello. Oh my God. And her husband, Patton, follows me and I follow Patton.
Same.
What's that?
Same.
I knew Patton before you, way before you.
Okay. All right.
Well, because you try to steal all my friends. Well,
I don't. You can have them.
I'm going to keep.
Maybe I'll steal Colin, but the others, they're yours. Keep them.
I'm still going to follow her. I'm still going to follow her because she.
You should just like unfollow her and follow her and unfollow her and follow her until she.
No, I don't play games like that.
No,
I'm not a game player, but. She seems like a very lovely person, and maybe she will follow me. Who knows? Maybe not. I don't. That's not what I'm about. Who follows me? Who doesn't? You are into that. Like you call me and tell me when famous people follow you.
Yeah, right? Everyone does that. That's like normal behavior.
You try to steal Ricky Gervais from me.
I can't help it if he likes what I do. You know.
Who else? Who was the other one you stole from me? The other actor?
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon you stole from me.
I didn't steal him. He just happened to, you know, comment on my tweet. He never followed me, I don't think.
Well, you got to watch the fourth season of Goliath. It's the best season.
Okay.
They're going after Big Pharma. Do you know what that means?
I like that.
Big Pharma, you know what that means?
The only thing is I don't like that. Sometimes that chick is too much for me to deal with.
Well, it's kind of weird this season. They're doing a lot of flashbacks and weird dream sequences.
I don't like dream sequences. I don't like them. It's a waste of my time.
But there's so many.
I don't want to hear your dream in real life, let alone watch some made up dream.
Well, first of all, they have major actors on the show.
I don't care. If they're Billy doing dream Bob, sequences.
Billy Bob Thornton, whatever his name. Bruce Dern is on this season.
Yeah, so is a dream sequence. So.
Laura Dern's father, Bruce Dern.
I know who.
And then the other guy whose face was burnt. What's his name on the show? There's a lot of big actors on this show.
Okay, can I tell you my dream that I had the other night?
Yeah.
I had a dream where I was like going in somewhere and David Letterman was outside and I was like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And then we went inside and then he was like, what do you want? And then I was like, I'm just wondering, like, can I be a writer without having to do it 9 to 5? And then I made a joke. I go, I mean, it's more like 9 to 9. Am I right? And then he reached down and pulled a lion out of the ground that was like decomposing in the ground and lifted it up and then took a bite out of it.
That is kind of weird.
What does it mean?
It means he would eat you alive if you worked for him.
Wow.
And don't ever lie to him. No lying. Lying. If you work for him, he would eat you alive, especially if you lie to him.
I was thinking the lion meant king of the jungle. That's the writing is the king of the of art. And then the fact that it was like half decomposed means like we're all one, like the world, we're all here feeding off the same shit.
No, decomposed means it's like the paper plate. You're done.
Yours is a much simpler definition than mine.
Yeah, but mine seems a little more realistic.
I don't think dreams are realistic.
Well, the other night I was transferring money from PayPal to my bank account, and I didn't see that. I didn't think it went in, but I couldn't sleep. I kept waking up checking my bank account and PayPal, and I had two dreams about it. And, you know, it was a lot of money. I didn't want to lose it. And then the next morning, I went to my bank account. It was there the whole time. I just didn't scroll far enough down.
But what was the dream?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember my dreams like that.
You know how you remember your dreams? When you wake up from a dream, keep your eyes closed. Don't open your eyes. And then think about your dream and think about how the dream made you feel. That's how you remember your dreams.
Jesus Christ, I'm married to a hippie. What the hell?
Well, your dreams, apparently, every dream that you have is telling you something. It's steering you in one direction or another. So that's why you should pay attention to your dreams.
You just said they don't mean shit.
In movies, they're made up. Yeah, I don't like them. And I don't
say movies. You just said dreams in general.
Well, dreams that I hear from other people, I don't really like. If somebody goes, can I tell you my, like Raina, a lot of parenting is listening to a kid's dream. You know, Raina has dreams every day. She tells me long, drawn out dreams. It's like,
Raina, mommy's saying that you tell her about your dreams. You do? Are they cool dreams? Tell me a dream.
They're like movies. They're like movies. Each dream is like a movie that doesn't end right. Like it's not satisfying at the end, but.
The oven is going off. Where's Raina? All right. Save me some. Don't eat them all.
What is she making?
Cauliflower again, but she's going to have real food.
What do you mean?
She's making that, you know, those frozen cauliflowers that are like barbecue or hot wings. No. And
yeah, but what do you mean she's going to have real food? Like, what do you consider real food?
You know, something with protein in it, not processed.
Like what are you going to make her?
What am I going to make her?
Mm-hmm.
Not, don't kick the camera. You stupid. She looks pretty. Don't kick the camera. Quit kicking it.
Rich.
What?
You know why she does stuff? Because it's so easy to get under your skin.
You don't get under my skin. Okay, don't come in here. She's very cute lately. She wore a nice outfit to school the other day. Yeah. But she goes over her friends with the school outfit instead of putting on her play clothes. And I tell her, you know, you're going to ruin yours. Because they go out in the yard and they play. She's going to get grass stains and stuff on it. Yeah, you were on the swing playing. Save me some of that. And you get grass stains on clothing, they're done. You can't get grass stains are like blood.
Are you like, wait, are you being serious?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Yes. She goes to her friend's house and I told her, come home first.
Joking. Stop it. I know you're joking because you joked to me about it. So don't, please don't be all weird and gaslighty. No 14-year-old has play clothes. Okay, so stop.
What are you talking about? Her sweatpants or sweatjack?
I won't bite.
Well, not with your new teeth.
You called me and you told me, tell her to wear her play clothes.
Huh? Whatever.
Not whatever. So say, hey, sorry, I was gaslighting.
I'm not gaslighting. Is that, why don't you send me an emoji, a gaslight emoji?
They should make one.
Or a GIF or whatever that is. I'm not up on all the new stuff. Anyhow, what was I going to say?
I don't know. It's a lot of choices.
what was it? Oh, I had them come check the furnace downstairs yesterday. Oh, the furnace is okay. And the insurance guy, he's like, you know, you can get a new furnace if it's. What's that? Did you save me some? Yeah. Not just two or three. What are you reading?
I'm trying to find something that's like gaslighting to send you.
Well, we should wrap this up. We already did enough. Pretty.
We don't have a clip.
We don't have a clip?
No, nothing exciting happened at all.
Raina, we need a clip. So come here and just say, I just got a message. I bet you that's from you sending me like an emote. Oh, but it didn't come up on my phone.
It just takes a second longer sometimes on your phone.
Huh?
It takes a second longer on your phone sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's not on the Wi-Fi.
I don't know. Did you send me it?
Yes.
What'd you send it to pick it up?
What?
What'd you say? Pick up the pace? Is that what you sent me?
No.
Why do you look pretty? Oh, here. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Bonnie, you're exhausting.
One image. Hold on. But it's downloading. Oh. Gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse. Who's that girl?
I don't know. It's a GIF.
Oh. From who?
It's the GIF that keeps on giving.
Doesn't my hair look good? Look, you can see I'm going bald. Can you see?
Yeah. Yes, I can see.
What's going on?
Well, listen, I think men who of a certain age who have all their hair start to look like women. So I think it's better.
No.
If you're going a little bald. It actually, it's going to look better. It's going to, you're going to look like distinguished. It's going to.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not a distinguished guy.
Well, that's true.
All right.
But you don't want to have like loads of hair. It's weird when you see old men with loads of hair.
No, it isn't. Are you going to start watching Goliath tonight?
No.
Why?
I got tons of writing to do.
Yeah, but you still watch like a documentary or whatever.
Yeah, because that's like doesn't take any effort.
You'll like it. You're going after big pharma. That's how my sister used to always stick up for pharmaceutical companies. Evil. Well, evil, evil.
I think so too. But then you get into some issues with anti-vax.
Well, no, I'm into using, you know, what you're supposed to, but I'm not into the greed, people that are greedy.
I mean,
I don't like greed.
Yeah. Greed, you know, is bad.
That's our, that's my motto.
Opinion. Greed that's is my new bad.
Saying. That's my new saying.
What?
There's something you don't need. Greed. Okay. That's my saying this week. You like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
It's actually, it's deeper than you even think it is.
No, it's not. I know what it is.
You don't know how deep it is. Here's something you don't need. Greed.
Yeah.
Because greed is all about wanting stuff you don't need. That's exactly what greed is.
That's what I said. That's why I said it.
No. You just said it because it rhymed.
Here's something you don't need. Greed.
Greed.
Indeed.
No, don't take it to the indeed.
Oh, okay. Forget indeed.
Yeah. It's perfect the way it is. Here's something you don't need.
Greed. Oh, shit. I bet you that's getting you damp.
I wish you were here.
What?
Spray my vagina all over you.
I haven't touched that thing in a while.
I know. It's been a little bit.
What's that?
It's been a little bit.
Jesus. It's like, whatever. Everybody always says everything about, like, they always blame stuff on COVID. Oh, we don't have this because of COVID. We don't have that because of COVID.
You don't have vagina because of COVID.
Because of COVID. You're blaming.
Last time I was home, we kissed with our mask. I kissed you with my mask on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no intimacy. And it's not because of me. I'm very intimate. What? You don't really? Think I'm intimate? Well,
you're
here's
not
something.
Intimate.
Here's something you don't need: greed
and vagina.
And vagina. All right. This weekend, I'll be at the Stress Factory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stress Factory in New Jersey this weekend. And I got stuff. I'll go to my website. I got Virginia, I think, next weekend. Oh, shit. I got to go to Virginia.
Peace out.
RichVoss.com for all my dates. Is that it?
Yeah.
We're going to wrap this up. And Patton, tell your wife to follow me. And don't unfollow me.
Meredith. Follow me.
Here's something you don't need, folks. Something you don't need. Greed. Okay. You know that? Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg lost $6 billion. $6 billion in one day.
Get some t-shirts. All right. Thanks, everybody. We do appreciate you. And subscribe, write something nice on our comments.
To where? You mean on Twitter?
No, I mean on wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I never checked that.
I don't check it, but it helps for people to find us.
Oh, do you think now's the time to start pushing after 9 years?
Because when I get back, we're going to back together again. We realize now we got to be in the same room. Then it's sparkly, sparkly.
That's your saying? Sparkly, sparkly?
You and I in the same room. Sparkly, sparkly.
Whoa, it's sparkly, sparkly. All right.
All right. That sounds love you. Talk to you later.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
The views and opinions expressed in this commercial for maximum truth do not explicitly reflect nor represent this service. We cannot be held accountable for all or any of the views you may hear next.
If you see this movie, you are an accessory to a crime.
Now, on Prime Video, Maximum Truth.
My name is Rick Klingman. I am an attorney and a political consultant. Some people might say, oh, that guy is a con artist, or a fraud, or a dirty trickster, or he can't name all three branches of government. And they're wrong. I am simply a truth provider.
Ike Barinholtz and Dylan O'Brien star in Maximum Truth, the story of a documentary film crew following a bumbling political grifter as he tries to take down a U.S. congressional candidate.
At this point, we would like to open it up to any questions you might have.
What was that?
Maximum Truth, now on Prime Video.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.